T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this one belongs to the Heat. 121-84, actually inside out of bounds. A little premature on that one, but I apologize to everyone. It doesn't usually happen like that for me.
Jax, you're a sick puppy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Hope everybody out there had a good weekend, at least half a weekend, maybe like Saturday night when it stopped raining, or Saturday afternoon when it stopped raining, to finally get out there to the Miami Open. Oh, boy, this is a great time of the year. We've got Marlins and Panthers, Inter-Miami, and the Heat all getting ready to play this week. And so good stuff going on. Marlins open up, as you just heard Woody talking about Thursday, their opener against the Pirates, and Panthers and the Heat down the stretch we go. Good wins yesterday, both still home, and both in action actually tomorrow. So that, and congratulations to Sam Reinhart. Great stuff, man. 2 goals yesterday against the Flyers, 50 on the season, man. That 50 club, that's not an easy one to get to. You remember we had all those bad Panther teams, or at least those teams that just played hard but didn't have a lot of skill set? Boy, they got some guys got skill set now. Sam Reinhart, 50 goals. My God, Verhaeghe quietly got 32 goals himself, and Montour with 3 assists. So a lot of good stuff going on. We'll jump into all of it, and the Sweet 16 is set. Woody, is it just me? I didn't look at it because I wanted to find out, because I didn't know if you happened to look this up. I can't remember the last time the Sweet 16 were set and we had all 4 ones and all 4 twos. Even though, I mean, that's, you're going, well, why are you surprised? That's why they're the highest seed. Because usually there's a couple of upsets. And actually, there hasn't been very many upsets in this tournament. So all 4 one seeds, all 4 two seeds, 2-3 seeds, and 2-4 seeds, and 2-5 seeds. How about that? The best story right now, the double-digit one still in tournament, is North Carolina State, who everybody was bitching got in the tournament 9-11 in the ACC, and then they win the conference.
I just thought the ACC was done for, man. They're having a bad year, no good teams.
Well, you got to see them all. How about that?
Yep, they got 4 teams left in this thing. Pretty impressive, man.
A nice story.
And the NC State thing is wild, by the way. I assume you've seen DJ Burns playing that by now.
Well, I saw the last game, some of it, because I had to see if this
thing was huffing and puffing, man. That was a long game.
I got to tell you, the North Carolina team is legit, and really good. Clemson surprised me a little bit. I didn't see him a lot. But then Duke. Duke is turned into Duke. And so everybody's talking about what's going on in this tournament. So I heard some really interesting stuff, and I don't disagree with it. What happened to all the true big-time freshmen that used to come in? Remember Duke had all those great freshmen and won the championship, and all those guys turned matter of fact, I think we got one of them. Didn't we get one of those guys ourselves? Didn't we get Winslow or something? Yeah,
Justice Winslow. Yeah, well, you know what? Ask Kentucky how that works.
Well, it has it.
Yeah.
And he said they've got to go back and see if they need to hit that transfer portal a little bit harder and getting guys with maturity, the
yes.
21, 22, 23-year-olds. Now, by the way, in any sport, including football, hell, the quarterback's coming out 23, 24 years old. It's like they went on a mission. You know, the Mormon quarterbacks used to be 24, 25 years old because they did – no, they did a mission for a couple years and then used their eligibility. And so now we're kind of just getting used to all these guys, and with the money and stuff, obviously things are changing a lot. So Woody, we have that going on. If that's not enough, we got NFL owners meetings. We have a lot of stuff to get to here, and owners meetings also mean the general manager and the head coach will be there, and they got a vote. Going to be some votes on a lot of things in the league. We kind of tease. Now we'll find out what the owners are thinking about it, and I'm sure most of the owners asked their general manager and head coach how they feel about some of these rules and what's best and get their take on it, but and there's some other things we haven't talked about with it that we'll get into. I hope. Boy, there's some things that you look and you just feel strongly about. Reviewing penalties in the last 2 minutes of both halves. We start doing that, folks. You start doing stuff that's going to slow the friggin' game down. And you start reviewing penalties. I just think it's a big mistake. It's kind of like the strike zone. I don't know, since I was a little boy playing baseball, and that's all we did as kids, everybody's strike zone was a little bit, little different. Everybody's strike zone's a little different. And I just remember my father, who was my manager for a lot of my life, because he's a huge baseball fan, and loved it, grew up around it too. Two strikes, man, be swinging anything close. So I know everybody's like, oh, you know, I want to see this. No, man, leave the strike zone alone. So everybody's got a little different strike zone. Okay. Last thing I want to do is review that or put some, well, we can get them right, though, if it's on that line that they put up every night. Oh, they missed that one or it's close. I just don't want officials to have to, in the last 2 minutes, make a call and then look right over at the team going, we're going to review it. It'll be curious to see what if that's got any kind of chance. Looks like the hip drop tackle is all but done. And the only reason not completely done is the union doesn't want it. I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm curious about the gimmick stuff with the kickoff and kickoff return. The different landing zones and where the ball's kicked if you put it at a different place. So just read more about it last night. They want some changes. They want more returns. I guess it's pretty obvious. You know what the rate of kickoff return rate was last year? 22%. I'm shocked. I thought it was lower than that.
Well, I saw that Floria said they were upset that the points were down too. And it's like, you know, you can't just change the rules because the games aren't, you know, playing out exactly how you had hoped.
Well, they're changing all these rules. And then you look at teams averaging 14 and 15 points a game. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, but that's not because the rules aren't gimmicky enough. It's, you know,
it's because teams don't do a very good job. Exactly.
And teams are down. Look at all the quarterbacks we lost last year. You know, you don't think points are going to be down? Of course they're going to be down.
Yes.
You got third string quarterbacks. We had guys they were calling up off the street last year. Remember they were trying to go into the broadcast booth? Remember they were, let's bring Matt Ryan back. Let's bring Jay Cutler back. Like, they're calling all these
guys. A couple of those
guys
said no. Yeah. No, you're right. So I didn't realize that there were in 13 Super Bowl kickoffs went for touchbacks. I don't even notice. I'm so used to it. Like, I even go, hey, rip the – sometimes on our coverage, it's so bad, I go, just rip it out of the end zone. Let's not mess around. Let's – that Buffalo thing, just kick it out of the end zone. We can't have any more of those.
So let me ask you this. If they did change the rule and you made the kickoff important, do you have to change it in college? Because in college, most of the time – now, I know those guys don't boom it out the back of the end zone, but how many times do you see in college they just let the ball go? Right, or they fair catch from anywhere on the field too. So college guys are not returning. I mean, how many times do you see a return in college nowadays?
Woody, I'm curious.
Just get rid of it altogether. If you really don't like it, you think it's too dangerous, just get rid of it altogether. Do a kick at the beginning of the game for ceremonious purposes.
So if you want to be cruel and honest about this. They want kickoff returns because it's still the most exciting play. I said Devin Hester's got the most exciting Hall of Fame career of anybody, and people laugh at me like, what are you talking about? I go, watch his returns. Everyone is spectacular. Cuts, breaks, got outrun guys, made guys miss. I mean, they're not 15-yard touchdowns. I mean, his stuff is – it's the greatest play. Nothing like it when you get one of those, you know? But they they're not afraid of concussions. Everybody think this is a concussion thing. No. They're afraid of broken necks. They're afraid of guys in wheelchairs. That's what they don't want. But so they're trying to slow down the impact of the hits, get these guys closer to each other, blocking and trying to run around each other to make tackles. So I don't know, man. And then everybody's going, look, sound starting to sound a little gimmicky to me, starting to sound a little bit like the NFL's not really into this kind of stuff, you know, giving you different choices. And then the onside kick, by the way, you know what the onside kick rate was? I'm always curious when they come out of this. 5.2% recovery rate. Basically, just not very good. Not very good at all. So
remember they wanted to do that thing where instead of kicking, you got like a 4th and 20 or something like that?
And everybody killed it. I mean, that thing got killed pretty quickly.
Oh, it was insane.
Yeah, like, no. That's gimmicky. Football's not into gimmicky stuff, man.
Here, let's reward you for being down 2 scores real late in the game.
So remember when we reviewed the – and they got rid of it quickly because it was a disaster the whole year, the pass interference. Remember that? And affected the Dolphins, by the way, because they had a 4th down play. It was Adam Gase's team, 4th down against the Jets. It looked like incomplete pass, and they threw the challenge. They saw pass interference, and they go on to win the game right there. I think they kicked the field goal, if I'm not mistaken, to win the game. And everybody's going nuts about, you know, thing was it that bad a pass? Because when you talk about pass interference, we got on every play. So was it bad pass interference or was it light pass interference? Did I see a little jersey? Did you see a big hook or did he start to hook him and put and goes on and on and on. So anyway,
I don't know if you can compare the two sports, but I know a lot of people have started watching college basketball for the past week or so, right? Tournament's got all-time high ratings. I know people don't watch college basketball a ton during the season. They have probably, in my opinion, the biggest trouble with reviewing plays out of any sport that we have. They go back and they look, is this a flagrant foul? Was it malicious? And they review for a long, long time. You don't want that in the NFL, man, because you can see the stuff on every single play. Yeah. Look at a foul in the NBA, right? Yeah. There's contact on every single play. Look at a pass in the NFL. Of course, there's going to be contact of some kind.
I totally agree.
You know, or holding, any of that stuff. Of course, it's going
to
be there.
All you have to do is go on the line of scrimmage with the offensive and defensive line, and I'm not even talking about the holding outside, which happens too with receivers grabbing running backs on outside, cornerbacks
every
on outside
play.
Every play. And then on top of that, pass interference. So you can make a living every play somebody's somewhat breaking the rule in a game of super fast and strong guys that you're told to block, and they're trying to make tackles. And so anyway, hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started. We do have a lot. I have this like crazy thing about – so the coaches sit down and have breakfast with the media, right? That's a big thing at the owners' meeting. They sit down and sit with the coach. I don't know if he gives them an hour, and they're sitting around and have this talk and ask questions. I keep thinking about Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach. Because the Jets are going to go, what are you going to do with Zach Wilson? He's got no value. He's got a $5.5 million guarantee contract. Do you just keep him around? Like, you basically, if you cut him, you still owe him the money. Do you keep him around even though it just, he's clearly the third, if not the fourth string quarterback. You really don't want him to play. You know how the team feels. What do you do in that situation? Do you just say, second overall pick, it didn't work out? Because he will get picked up. Somebody will pick him up because they won't have to pick up that salary. They'll let him clear waivers, and then they will go get him on the cheap. Anyway, we got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Omar Kelly's going to join us a little bit later on in the show as we move the meetings of the National Football League to Orlando, and that means the owners, I'm guessing the presidents, the GMs, and the head coaches all get together, and the media, I already heard a lot of the coaches, Jerry Jones, of course, he's taking a lot of heat and loading up. It's really interesting, so... And we talked about first thing this morning, Woody. We were talking about Kansas City Chiefs because they're the dominant team. So what are they doing? You know, we did the same thing with New England for a long time. So they got the best quarterback in football. We don't even debate anymore. We might have a few years ago, but now we're through that. So we kind of call them a big three team, right? Great defensive tackle, Chris Jones. Travis Kelce at tight end will go down as one of the best and, you know, numbers and records in his mid-30s, still playing a high level. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes. Well, obviously, they have a really balanced and a really good football team. Hell, their defense overall is a lot better than their offense. If you look at their numbers and what they do, it's not even close. So with the one guy that everybody thinks they have, and he is the anchor of it, but they got a lot of damn good football players and a really good system that works to be a one or two defense in the NFL. So Jerry Jones and everybody else talking about his big three, and we got to, you know, the Dak. Listen, Dak, I don't know what you think of Dak Prescott. I don't know. I've seen him really good. Matter of fact, I was at the preseason game where he lit us up in his first rookie game. There, I mean, he looked like the first overall pick against the Dolphins. I mean, he just lit us up. So, you know, and you've seen the things in big games. He hasn't played well. There's no question about it. He hasn't played well enough and, you know, just looks like a different guy. And then he puts up some really big, big numbers. And now his contract's up. They've got to do something. So, you know, they're talking about that when, you know, you pay their three guys. They got one of the most dominant defensive players and obviously one of the best wide receivers in football. But everybody is trying to do what Kansas City. Everybody's kind of copying this thing. If you're really going to copy Kansas City, in my opinion, you got to hit a jackpot at the quarterback, if we're to all be honest, because he covers up weaknesses on the team. He just does. And by the way, plays better in the playoffs than he did in the regular season, and he runs more in the playoffs than he does in the regular season. And the second thing you have to do, man, we can break this down. There's a reason the draft is popular. Like, Kansas City is one of the few teams that goes, man, whatever weakness we have, we'll take care of in the draft. Like, it's just kind of, I know they don't hit on all their picks. I mean, I'm not stupid. I am stupid, but I understand you're not going to hit on all your picks, but they kind of count on it. And there are a lot of guys on their team that are drafted players. They got a corner in McDuffie who's really good. They got a pass rusher on the outside that's really good, quietly, double-digit sack guy that are, I believe, all former first-round picks, if I'm not mistaken. Young first-round picks. So they just kind of put the draft together. You know, they just lost Legarius Sneed in a trade to the Titans, tag and traded. So he's going to be gone, and I guess they get a third-round pick in like 2025, which is, honestly, he's really good. You had to pay him a lot of money, and Kansas City said, we don't have it. So whatever they don't think they have, they'll try to get in the draft. Just got to hit on the draft, man. Let me just cut to the topic. You just can't buy a team. You can't. Now, there are certain guys you can get through free agency to come in that are a nice fit for your team and play well. But because of the money situation, you know, and develop your guys, and you got them a few years before you have to worry about paying them, man, you need young guys and come in and play right away. You just do. You can't. Even high draft picks, you know, you can't afford to have them play in year 3 and 4. We've had some guys that were late bloomers, but, man, you want those guys really to kick in a lot earlier where they can come in and play at a high level earlier in their career while you got them on the cheap. Listen, this money for quarterbacks is going to chew up. You're starting to talk, what, 20% on the really good ones, 20% of the cap money? 18%, 20% of money goes to the quarterback because it's the most important position. And listen, a lot of these other positions are getting really expensive, really, really expensive. And I know there's different things that they can do to spread the money out so it doesn't cost so much, you know, go against the cap so much. But, boy, so everybody's trying to get there, man. Everybody's trying to figure it out and, you know, knock Kansas City down and probably trying to play copycat a little bit. But the one thing you just can't copycat is how good the quarterback is. They got him. And there are guys that, have, you know, can run better. Probably a few guys can throw it better. But you put it all together in games and crunch time, and he's pretty damn good. And they got a hell of a team, and that team expects to win. And you know the crazy part? We do talk about him because we should, the way he played, you know, against the 49ers, a couple throws he made, but all the runs, a couple runs that he made. Their defense is really, really good. Really good. And honestly, outside of Chris Jones, people, like, even Legarius Sneed wasn't a household name. We just played him twice and then they started saying, hey, this guy hadn't given up a touchdown pass all year. That'll get your attention when you have a corner. Hasn't given up a touchdown pass all year till the playoffs. That will get your attention a little bit. But honestly, they got a lot of guys on that defense. And you're like, outside of Chris Jones, who are those guys? Like, I don't know a lot of those names. Anyway, they expect to win. They know how to win. They got it rolling at the end of the year. And what they did on the road was impressive. Anyway, owners' meeting's coming up. Everybody will be talking about their team and improvements to their team and what they need to do and all those questions about what's your team. And hey, listen, I brought up the Cowboys because the Dolphins are going to get a lot of the same questions. Cowboys are going to get the same questions. The Miami Dolphins will get the same questions.
Trying to think who's going to have the biggest crowd around their little breakfast table here this morning.
Well, it's
you mentioned Sala, by the way. They talk about interesting storylines.
Well, he's got a.
They've had a loud offseason so far, huh?
Well, he's saying it's been quiet, which I like quiet.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You got your quarterback doing a book and
running
vice president.
VP, yeah,
yeah, like, you know, didn't exactly put that fire out right away. So I don't know. Hey, listen, we got to watch him. They do. They were 7-10 with no quarterback. I got to give them credit. I didn't know their record was that good. I forgot.
Remember, the defense kept them in a lot of games.
Yes.
I mean, the defense played well. Imagine if that offense becomes a little bit complimentary. And I don't know how much better it'll get with Rodgers. I mean, you look at last year, Joe, they didn't have a quarterback, didn't have 2 seconds back there to throw the football.
Well,
but
they went out and got 3 veteran offensive
linemen.
Yeah,
we'll see.
They're probably going to draft another wide receiver, or they'll draft an offensive lineman. Looks like those are 2 areas, and they think they've got a team that's ready to go. Got good running back, real good running back. So yeah, it will be a fun one to watch and see what happens. My God, we got a ton of stuff going on here, don't we? It's crazy. The Heat last night. Boy, you talk about a breakout after just being one game over 500 at home. Last night, they just, without Hawkes and Duncan and Tyler Hero still out, they just, they got after it. Oh, my God. They were, shoot 51%. 7 players in double digits last night. Still in the 7th spot. Got Golden State tomorrow. Tell you what, tomorrow night's a pretty good night. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors in town. And the Boston Bruins in town to face the Panthers. All those teams fighting for that number 1 seed right now. And congratulations to Sam Reinhart, man. 50 goals. Good God. 50 goals, man. Pavel Bure, the only other guy to do it. He did it twice. And that's big stuff. Barkov and Ekblad both out of the lineup last night. I don't have any idea when they're coming back. But good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on. And, of course, the Marlins going to start up Thursday just to add to the party. And we'll have everything rolling. The Miami Open, 2nd week coming up. I got a chance to go out and watch Saturday night, Woody. It cleared up, and I went out and watched Carlos Alcaraz. It is, if you're a tennis fan, I understand. If you don't like something, you probably didn't do anything for you. But if you like tennis, this guy's 20 years old, and I understand tennis players have great success at a young age. But this guy, he just does things, just a complete game. God, is he fun to watch. It's a fun hour and a half, 3-set or 2-set match when he plays. And he won last week, and good chance he's going to win this week as well, or definitely, hopefully get to the finals because it's great for the tournament. Coco Golf plays today. Oh, I guess I'll go out there today too then for Coco Golf. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. So nobody cares what I'm doing. What'd he say? Nobody cares, man.
No, I mean, Joe, a lot of people are out there, I'm guessing, right?
Packed.
Yeah.
Saturday night was crazy. Crazy. I'm guessing Sunday was.
You don't have to apologize for liking the tennis tournament, but there is, by the way, there's a lot of stuff in sports going on.
Ooh, man.
I think everything that you could possibly want, right? I mean, there's football news. Hell, we even got F1 is going.
To think at one point in this town, we had one team. It's amazing.
Yeah.
A long time ago, of course, population and.
You got the soccer you mentioned. Messi may play again at some point. Who knows? Boy, they got their asses kicked on Saturday,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Look a little different.
Yeah.
Looked a little different. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to jump on here today. I hope you didn't get real creative trying to win your brackets and decided you're going to go for a lot of upsets. Because if you did and you didn't stick with the ones and twos, the 1 and 2 seeds, you're getting kicked around pretty good right now. Hey, I want to talk about something else, man, for guys my age out there and a little younger, maybe a lot younger. Low T and ED, man. Low T and ED, not only does it rhyme, they're first cousins, they're related, and they hang out a lot together. And for men out there, low T starts in your 40s, early 40s, sometimes late 30s. Boy, you get it in late 30s, man. I apologize to you right now. My God. But whether it's 40s, 50s, whenever it happens, and people ask, well, how do you know if you have it? Well, your energy level is a good start. Not only that, but you're not sleeping well. You don't feel like working out. And then I got to tell you, the other part of low T is low sex drive. Boy, it can really be a problem for you. But I do have some good news, man. If you're like me, 6 months ago, I figured it out real quickly. And when I did, best thing ever happened was Atlantic Men's Clinic. I can't say enough about them. I'm just telling you, you're in for great results and quickly. That's what I tell everybody. And get rid of both of them. It's not just low T. You'll knock out ED too. So if you're going through any of it and you're looking to get your sex life back and your energy level back, boys, make an appointment today. Go down and meet with these guys because you will start to see fantastic results really quickly. And you can ask all these questions when you go there. Listen, here's how it works. Schedule a consultation with Lanning Men's Clinic. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options, and you make the decision together with the medical team. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a Tina PSA test, and if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. It's a good start. More importantly, you're talking about getting to the bottom of this and knock it out pretty quickly. 877-455-7300. If you're like me and want to do something about it, you call that and talk to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. You can learn more. 6 locations throughout South Florida. You've got one close to you, as in that plantation location for me. Check it out. Boy, I'm telling you, Atlantic Men's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Clinic, you'll get great results.
All right, before we get back to it, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see the tournament, Heat, the Panthers, and more. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Joe, they thought I was nuts. I went into Dave & Buster's. I took my son about a week ago, and I asked, can you put the South Florida game on? It was the NIT game. It was like noon during the week. They thought I was crazy, but they
probably
they
don't
did
get
it
a lot of
me.
Requests.
They did. They put the sound on, everything, man. Very accommodating to the Bulls fans. All one of them that were there.
I should have my wife, man. There would have been two of you.
Couldn't even sleep last night. We lost. I lost at home to VCU. So the season come to a
that's all right, Woody.
Crashing end, Joe.
Hey, Woody. That's all right, man.
And my ass handed to me in a couple of bets this weekend. Rough weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of the gambling thing, this show.
Otani's going to speak today. Or his interpreter. His new interpreter, right?
It's a mess. And by the way, people are just killing the gambling stuff about the ads on TV. I see everybody coming out, and the addiction problems not talked about enough, and that little message at the end, if you have a gambling problem, you know, call this number and all that stuff. And, of course, the gambling numbers around, they had billions, obviously, billions and billions of dollars legally and illegally that – hell, somebody said there might be as many still illegal bets made as legal bets.
I'm sure, because there's a lot of states that still, you know, don't have it going. Or if you're in, you know, a state like this and, you know, you only have one option to put your bets in. But you know what the tough part about gambling is, man? And this is just like natural instinct. It's not even, you know, being addicted to it. It's that you want to chase your bets. And I don't know if you ever hear anything. They always say, don't chase your bets. Right?
We worked with a guy that He constantly, I'm not saying any names, but that's the guy I've been around the most, and he kept chasing bets.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, our boss is getting a call from a guy that says he owes me $40,000 or $50,000, you know, and it becomes an issue.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I mean, look, man, it's not even like you're addicted to it necessarily. It's just, you know, it's human nature to want to chase. Like, we took some brutal beats over the weekend. We had a parlay going, and we had Oregon plus 6.5. And you're thinking, oh, we're good on this. They played Creighton, right? And guy misses a easy shot to win the game after the first overtime. They get blown out in the second overtime, and you're just like,
yeah,
you're crushed.
Well, do me a favor.
I stayed up till almost 1 in the morning watching the end of that game.
Do me a favor. Like, don't get mad and, like, jump on social media and attack the guy that, you know, that.
Well, I did not. No, I didn't for anyone from Oregon. I did threaten to kill the guy from Creighton for missing the shot that would have covered. I did send him a message.
It's one thing if you do. Well, that wouldn't be very good.
No, but people do that stuff, though, man. You're
crazy,
right.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, and you know what? You can get to these guys real easily.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are affected by social media from the other side. I tell guys to shut it down, and they can't.
But the problem, look, ESPN, who were basically the last people to get on board with betting, have not only gotten on board with it, but they are, I think a lot of people would say, over the top with
everybody, it. Everybody, the NFL, remember years ago, nothing to do with Vegas. They're all in.
Yeah.
Had a great experience at the Super Bowl. We'll get you more.
I mean, ESPN's got their own sports book, essentially, right? They got ESPN Bet through Penn. And
nobody's
turning down
that money. Nobody is turning down that money.
But with it, you're going to get a lot of these stories, man. I know we did the one with the guy stealing the chocolate bars from the students. You know, but this Ohtani thing is going to be that ought to be an interesting press conference
today. Yeah, I've said considering he's the best player in baseball because all the things he can do. But the crazy thing is paying – if this guy's – he said this guy was his best friend and he's paying his bets off, that doesn't seem to help things to me if you're – I'm curious to see what's going to come out of this from the commissioner's investigation that they're doing on this thing. Because you know they're hoping, please, please don't happen. Please give us a reason to let you go.
This would be a disaster for Major League Baseball.
Oh, my God. The Dodgers and that guy, as good as he is. And he's by the way, when he played here last year with the Angels, a lot more people going to games.
I would think.
No, they did. They got some good crowds. They'll go out and watch
He's the
them.
Big ticket in Major League Baseball. There's no one even close,
they
really.
They said his batting practices are phenomenal on how far he hits it. How far he hits it. And, you know, that's a turn-on still. The old how far can you hit a home run in batting practice, and wow, they said that ball just shoots off that bat that he has. We have all kinds of stuff going on. NFL owner meetings in Orlando. I believe, did you say, Woody, it was today or tomorrow, Mike's meeting with
Omar told me it was this morning at
Mike
around
McDaniel.
7:45,
okay.
8 o'clock. That breakfast thing is very cool, by the way. You ever been to one of those?
No.
The owner's meetings breakfast?
No.
I went to one years back. It was very cool. They had it up in West Palm at the Breakers there one year.
So how do they decide if everybody goes?
You got to pick the coach you want to sit with.
Well, you,
I mean, you could move around a little bit, but they mostly all speak at the same time. You got to pick your team or your coach.
So I guess all our beat writers going up there will all get a – because some of them have already said they're going up, that there's enough room for everybody. And Mike's good. Listen, Mike's curious to see what Mike thinks of his team and what they still need to do. I can tell you one of the topics going to come up is the Odell Beckham Jr., who – you know, he got a 1 year $15 million contract last year. And he was pretty good. He just wasn't he's not their top guy. They drafted a guy in the first round. He's damn good. I don't know what it's gonna take. Looked like Steelers were interested, but he wants a certain number. I don't know what that number is. I don't know if it's $5 million a year, $6 million, $7 million. Looks like the Dolphins are sticking to a budget though that they're under. Or on that they want to stick with for this. So I don't know. I agree, though. They really could use a veteran receiver that can be the third guy, but also can give you a little something when the other two guys need a rest or they get injured. Because we saw them both get injured last year, and it didn't look real good when one guy's out. Looked a lot better when both those guys and you can run everything. And not key on one guy, especially when it was Tyreek Hill out there running around and guys were popping him across the middle. And so, he'd be a big asset because he can be the number two receiver. He can go outside, and he's been that, knows how to do it. I think he'd love to do it. I think everybody thought when they heard Odell Beckham Jr. be great, I think he'd love it here. Of course he'd love it. It's got everything he does care about when off the field as well as on the field. But money is important still. And he's made a lot. He's always been a high-paid guy and would like to not come in, I'm guessing, for 1 year, $3 or $4 million. Is not something he's looking at doing right now. Also, besides all that stuff, got NFL owners meetings with lots of potential changes coming to football. The kickoff return. I think they're going to try everything possible. They had a lot of their best special teams coordinators involved in that. They said, hey, we want to save and get more. We want to get back to these kickoffs. What can we do? But we don't want the big collisions because it was a problem. And so they're trying to do that. Way too many touchbacks. It's so funny. For a while there, it was like, okay, just kick it out. They can kick it out of the back of the end zone just about any time they want, unless the weather really sucks. The weather and the wind are really blowing. They can kick it out for the first couple of months of the season anytime they want. All these guys got big legs, all of them. They can kick it deep or out of the end zone any time they want. And I guess somebody said that 13 Super Bowl kickoffs that were touchbacks was a real turnoff to people and the ownership and the commissioner. So making changes and trying to figure out without being too gimmicky, which I don't know how you're going to do that. That's an interesting one.
It's just funny. They talk about those turnoffs and this and that. Ratings have never been higher. The interest in the game has never been bigger. Like, you know, I would just, again, I would, you know, relax before you overthink any of these changes.
Yes, I
now,
would
if, the,
too.
If they came out and they were like, the ratings are at a, you know, at a 10-year low here and we're really struggling to get fans and, you know, all right, I'd be like, all right, yeah, maybe you need to change some stuff, but like, I don't think you want to, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Well, they think it is broken because we got a guy standing back there and he just.
Well, if you want more points, which is what I know they're bitching about, why don't you figure out a way to make it so you don't lose half your starting quarterbacks?
There's nothing else you can do on that. You can't do.
But that's the biggest problem you had in the league last year, right?
Yes.
If you had to circle a problem.
That's the biggest.
The fact that you were down to teams trying to get lure guys out of a broadcast booth to play quarterback.
Some teams had got hit real hard. We happen to be a team that our guys stayed healthy all year, but more than half the league wasn't.
How crazy
that
is
lucky.
That, by the way?
Yeah, of all the
that's kind of funny. Yeah, out of all the everyone going down.
So I got to tell you, he played smart. Number one, I thought he did a much better job sliding, and he had it on his mind. Damn it! No matter what. Even if I have to give up on a play, my ass is staying healthy and not doing anything stupid. And I think he cut way back. I think the program he did and all those things that he did to get himself ready, I mean, the guy's got to get some credit because it is apparently not that. It's got to be some kind of record amount of guys that either. Now, by the way, Woody, some guys sucked. Some guys sucked their way out of starting jobs. No, I'm being dead serious. Some guys, they just, in Atlanta, they just said, you're horrible. You got to go. We thought you might be the starter. You're done. But there are a lot of guys got hurt.
There are a lot of stars that got hurt.
Yes. Yes. Cincinnati, Chargers. Yeah, a lot of different teams lost their quarterbacks. And can't have it. No, I agree, man. Things look a lot different with the backup versus the starting quarterback. There's no question about it. I'll tell you what there is a question about. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We want to make sure we're on time, man. So we're going to get rolling here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Real busy time, man, as we're now down to the Sweet 16. And the ACC, I don't know about our football, but the basketball sure is looking good about right now. For sure, man. We'll get you caught up on the numbers. And how are you doing on your brackets out there, man? Because everybody's like, I know what you're thinking because I did it too. I'm going to knock out some of the number one seeds won't make it. Oh, the 2 seeds, 3 seeds, oh, yeah, they're going to be out. Not this year. Boy, if you would have just stuck with seeding, you'd be in pretty good shape. Pretty damn good shape right now. Hey, I'll tell you what, who else get you in really good shape right now? Chev, the CEO at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, he's put together something special, folks, special for you. Whether it's Impact Windows and Doors, hurricane season's always right around the corner, or a new roof, something that's really taken too long or you're not sure where to turn to my man, because my man has got himself one well-organized, really good company at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Yeah, Loctite can do it for you. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $6 per month per window installed. Roofing materials, they have them all. I don't want you to think it's just metal flat or shingle, tile. It's everything. They do it. They've got a department there that is really good. This thing is just so well run. It's a pleasure to go over there and see what they're doing, and people are always there to answer the phone to make sure you get on this quickly if it's important. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all your permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that, and that's a pain in the rear end. What's going on with the HOA, man? God, they're getting a little carried away. But don't worry. Loctite's got real nice people. Get it done for you and get you rolling in the right direction. So I don't know what you're waiting for, but if you're looking to get a new roof before hurricane season, you need those Impact windows and doors. They've got very competitive prices, and they've got all the great materials you need. The best in the business, 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. That's Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.